This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently? The boat.
KRSY, 1230 AM, Alamogordo, New Mexico. Thank you for your trust. Thank you for jumping on board at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Appreciate you guys very much. Be ready to be, rocked. You know what? We need to rock the boat so we can shake free of ourselves of the stupid people that are on that boat, namely the corrupt. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes, won't we? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, KRSY, 1230 AM, Alamogordo, New Mexico, has just joined us, and we just want to give a shout-out to you and say thank you very much. And welcome, and again, thank you for your trust, and thank you for having us. We appreciate it. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go on Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to Bradley Dean, a fan page, personal page, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, or you can follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Chase is actually, the producer is actually knocking that out of the park right now. By the way, folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, we have our little Steffi. So, in saying all that, friends, I want to give you a little, gist as to what's going on across the boards, headline news in America today. Again, we got to keep in mind that the Lord said in Jesus' name, in the book of Psalm chapter 9, and also in the book of Isaiah, that he would turn that nation into hell that forgets God. And we can see that's exactly what's going on in this country today. Headline news, top Obama advisor, GOP prepping for impeachment. GOP is more conservative because of Tea Party. Well, no, that means somebody's actually holding the stick, the straight one next to the crooked one. And those that are crooked don't like the fact that they're being called out for being crooked, do they? We can go back and see what's going on across the United States of America. What's going on? Senator Obama preparing to nullify immigration laws. Remember, friends, anything that is contrary to the Constitution is null and void. Congressman, talking about headline news across America today, congressman at border, Obama begging to be impeached. Folks, keep in mind, Machiavelli was destroyed for the lack of impeachment. American, the 312 million concerning our populace across the boards in the United States of America, you are dealing with a small portion of people within government that are corrupt to the core, and you need to deal with them because we need to keep in mind, as we see Moses and the Ten Commandments above the Supreme Courts, where it states inscripted right under Moses holding the Ten Commandments above the Supreme Court chambers, it says, "Justice, the guardian of liberty." Headline news, heckler calls Obama Antichrist. Interesting stuff. It really is. Boston top cop, no need for a rifle or for a shotgun. No need for a police officer who attempts to make null and void the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Wrongs. The Bill of Rights to the American people are rights that we receive from our Creator, not from the generosity of the state, said President John F. Kennedy. So we need to keep in mind, Commissioner, I want to have discretion over who's getting any type of gun. This is in Boston. We need to keep in mind, friends, we need to throw off not the Constitution of the United States, but those that overthrow the Constitution, those that pervert the Constitution, were to throw them men off. So those folks out in Boston today, you got a commissioner going too far. He's trying to make null and void the Bill of Rights, which, by the way, to the government, just so you know, are the Bill of Thou Shall Nots. They don't have the right to violate our rights, friends. Understand? Because they did not give them to us. So, in saying all that, they say this, friends, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, rightly said, deeds, not words. Who did he get that from? Well, he derived that from none other than the captain of our salvation. His name is Jesus the Christ. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, let me just reiterate this before I give it over to Stephanie. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Chase, how much time do we have before the break? You got 4 minutes. Fill it with words.
All right. Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Now, I'm going to go over some few things here from John Adams. But before I do, I want to highlight Bradley's newest article out there on Thursday evening, came out on WND.com. It's called Christian Leaders Fail to Bring the Truth. And for all of our new listeners out there, if you go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, there's a fan page and personal page, or the Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, you'll be able to find our articles as well. What's nice about them is they kind of pop up. You just click the link, follow them. It's a great way to share them, get involved, share them with all your friends. We want to get the word out there to everyone. Lots of good comments out there. If you want to go check it out, go to WND.com or, again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook or our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, our founding fathers had such a devotion to our freedom that they sacrificed things themselves so that their children and their children's children would be able to have the liberty and freedom to do the things
that
they wanted to do.
And that would be us.
Exactly. And this is what John Adams said in a letter to Abigail. In 1780, he said, "I must study politics and war that my sons may have the liberty to study mathematics and philosophy. My sons ought to study mathematics and philosophy, geography, natural history, and naval architecture, navigation, commerce, and agriculture in order to give their children a right to study painting, poetry, music, architecture, statuary, tapestry, and porcelain." So if you look at all that he went through studying politics and war, he had to be the breaker in the sense so that his children were going to be able to, and not only his children, but his children's children and posterity for everybody, to be able to have a life where they had the freedom to choose what they wanted to do in a world without war.
And to answer the question that you put to the people, when you read the Declaration of Independence, it wasn't just Thomas Jefferson that was a partaker or an architect of the Declaration of Independence. It was also Roger Sherman. It was also Benjamin Franklin, and as well was it John Adams. They said, "And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred." Therein lies their sacrifice.
That's right, their sacred honor, which they put on the line time and time and time again for us, their posterity. Now, it's interesting you should mention that, too, because what did they give us? What did they establish? They established a republic to be governed, of laws, not men. That's what John Adams said.
Empire of laws.
That's right. And we are that republic. In fact, he believed so much in independence that John Adams' last public words as a toast for the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, this was 1826, he said, "Independence forever." That was the measure of their resolve. It was on his last dying, you know, words on his lips. He was still fighting for that colossus of independence, which he was, to give us the freedoms that we have today. So let's not take them for granted. Make sure we live on a daily basis for what men and women continuously have sacrificed for and continue to do so.
Amen. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show at any time, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Again, check us out on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, 1-866-233-0747. Stick to the topic, we'll pull you up. Folks, Christian leaders fail to bring the truth. Well, you think? Going back to John Adams again, and we bring this up quite a bit, but it's important for people to understand that the church in America is called to be the moral compass of society. John Adams said, if that fails, everything else is going to fail. So when you look at corruption in government, you have corruption in government because you have corruption in the people, because you have corruption in the pulpit. And keep in mind, new listeners, that the government only does what you allow them to do, because again, they derive their just powers from you. And us, together, we the people, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. That's important, because everybody's complaining about government all day long. Wait a second. They're only doing whatever you let them get away with. Don't ever forget that. But my point is this. The more that I learn about this nation's leadership in the church and in government, by the way, the more I can clearly see why America is in the state that it's in. Because of the compromise I see, friends, just to be quite honest, is second to none. Compromise, of course, is where two people get together and agree on what they both know is wrong. That's exactly right. Or what of diplomacy or political correctness, PC? Well, this is another sorry trait that these people take on, which is simply destroying our country. Diplomacy is nothing but seduction in another guise. Forget that not. People in this country believe it's right to act out under false pretense. They say one thing and they do the opposite. In other words, scripturally, they hold the truth in unrighteousness. They're hypocrites. They act out under false pretenses and expect the truth to be established. It humors me to no end, friends. This is about as backwards as you can get, yet this is what I see on a nationwide basis among the self-proclaimed leaders or wannabe leaders. These people complain about what they tolerate. End of story. You know, when we run out of excuses as to why we are where we're at today in America, I'll tell you what, then and only then will we actually bring about resolve when we've had enough. But I just got, I guess I would like to propose the question to everybody that's listening to me right now. How much further do we need to go backwards? How much more do we need to digress? We can't be painted into a corner any more than we already have friends. Now, going back to my point, these people, they try to win the left, as they call them, to their cause, yet they fail to realize that there would not be a left if the right would do the right thing all of the time. And by the way, for those that are talking about the right, left, left, right paradigm, you've been deceived, majorly been deceived. Those that have been caught up into the Democratic and the Republican party system of our government, you have been majorly deceived. We have one constitution, friends, not three. And again, let me fill that hole for those that might not understand yet. It was Benjamin Rush, Dr. Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, who rightly said, "I'm neither an aristocrat or a Democrat." He said, "I'm a Christocrat." Exactly.
You know, I saw this great post on Facebook, and it had, you know, it had the Democrat mascot and the Republican mascot, and it had a Son of Liberty grabbing both of them by the scruff of the neck and saying, basically, "I'm getting sick and tired of both of you." As you mentioned, it's not about the left or the right. We have one constitution. This is one nation under God. And it was a great post just to put the fact that, listen, it's not about the left and the right, because we're all ruled by law, and that law is found in the Constitution and the Word of God.
Yeah,
he was taking them by the scruff of the neck. It was like, yeah, right
on. Who does this work for?
Yeah.
This works for those that mean to divide and conquer. And who would that be scripturally, friends? The enemy of your soul, who comes about to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief. The deluder. Satan. Hello. It's not weird. It's true. We see it all day long. I started off the show during the last segment saying that we are in the position that we are today, as I was topping off, line upon line, precept upon precept, going across the boards, as to what headline news is today in America. Well, there's no good news. Of course there's no good news, because you have departed from a living God. And because you've departed from a living God, guess what? You're going to eat the fruit of your own ways. And the Lord said that he would turn that nation into hell. And people have the audacity to stand back and figure out or ask the question, what could possibly be going wrong in this country today? You've left off your God. It's that simple, friends. And going back to one of the things that we were just talking about, the left-right paradigm, keep in mind John Adams warned over how many hundreds of years ago, that there is nothing that I dread so much as a division of the Republic, Constitutional Republic. Again, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States. We've been given a republic, friends. There's nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other, as the American people lose the right and the left play games. It's WWF at its very worst, friends. Getting back on track here. Speaking about a lack of leadership and those that fail to bring the truth, what's humorous about these people is the fact that they want to win over those who are at war with everything from God to our constitutional republic without offending them. Again, they're backwards, because Webster's 1828 word, offend, means anything contrary to God's moral law. So you should be offended that you are dealing with people out there that are violating and sinning. 1 John 3:4, sin is the transgression of God's moral law. But again, what's humorous is the fact that these people want to win everybody over, namely their opposition, without offending them. These men fail to understand that truth demands a response, and the methodology that they use to win over their enemies just happens to omit the very truth that their enemies need to hear. You know, it's like these people that are saying, you know, you need to be tolerant. You need to be tolerant. Isn't it interesting? Those people that are saying you need to be tolerant, those are the ones that are warring against you.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting? That's totalitarianism, friends. They love to smack your face, pull your hair, and then they cry victim.
You know,
while they attack you and perpetuate crime towards you and your God.
You know, I have to say this. I just saw this on Bradley Dean on Facebook. There was the Christian priest who was sitting there praying as gay liberal women who were completely nude and mocking Christ, and they had paint all over their completely nude bodies.
Throwing stuff at them.
Throwing, you know, supposedly perverted holy water on this priest as he sat there and prayed. And you said, who's the victim?
Yeah.
I mean, this is like the homosexual agenda at its finest, but I'm just saying the fact you're talking about those people who claim to be so tolerant and loving,
yeah,
when you pull a curtain back are completely the opposite.
But the leaders in America, they don't want to offend them.
Right.
But what they don't realize is they're giving up their sovereignty in the process, right?
Right.
That which God gave them. Folks, there's simply war within the gates of America because these people in that mentality do not understand that in war, truth is always the first casualty, and truth is what these supposed self-professed and self-proclaimed, well, Christians, patriots, and or Christians fail to bring. because we don't want to offend anybody. No, you'd rather be offended because you're okay with what they're doing, is really what it comes down to. See, their version of truth does not hold the truth of God's word, nor does it make reference to law, again, Article 4, Section 4, because they mean not to offend anyone. Remember that. Friends, these people are the very reason you have a left, because they stand for nothing and they fall for everything, because they have a graceless version of what love ought to exhibit. They don't understand grace. They don't understand real love. Again, what they do is they measure it up against their fallen state, and then they play their emotional realm, and then they have the audacity to call it grace and love. Nothing could be further from the truth, friends. See, it's good enough for them that, well, others sacrifice for their freedoms, yet it is so offensive to tell them, and if you fall into this category, of course I'm talking to you, yet it is so offensive to tell them that they desecrate the very blood that was shed to give them the freedom that they now possess. Read Hebrews 10:26. Because again, these people mean not to offend anyone, yet they complain about those who are offending. See, again, they live under a fiend, counterfeit, and a dissimulated, false pretense version of what love is when it comes to their fellow man. Read Matthew 10:34. See, they love God and man so much that they are willing to see them both destroyed by the enemy that's in front of their faces while they themselves turn the other cheek and hide behind the cloak of Christianity. And friends, listen carefully. Their actions, in truth, prove the exact opposite. They expect to live in the land of the free, but friends, again, they forget that it was the land of the brave that established this country. Let me say that again. They expect those that take on this mindset to live in the land of the free, but they forget that it was the land of the brave that established this country. Case in point, I remember not too long ago we were talking to an individual. It was a guitar player. And we're going to have him jump on our album, a guitar player second to none. And he was afraid that if he jumped on our album with us, well, he might get a little kickback because of his, you know, his reputation, his much revered reputation. He didn't want it marred. Yet Jesus didn't make himself of a reputation. That's God's business, not yours. Now, what was interesting about this individual, I said, wait, so it's like this. So you love your freedom so much that you're not actually willing to stand up and fight for it? You have kids, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, he's got kids. Boy, I'd hate for a guy to... Well, I'd hate for that guy in this particular situation to be my dad. Shameful. He loves his freedoms so much, friends, that he's not willing to stand up and actually fight for them. Are you a part of that crowd? Because if you are, I'd love to hear from you. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Leaders Fail to Bring the Truth, Part 2, right after this segment.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Welcome back. 1-866-233-0747. It seems like you're getting more phone calls back there than I am up here. But I'm dumping right now. We're good.
Popular guy.
Well, you are. How do they check out Livestream, Chase?
Well, when you're a son or daughter of Liberty, you will receive an email with the proper links. And even if you're not a son or daughter of Liberty, you can go onto our front page and click on the Watch Live button. It'll bring you to our DeCast broadcaster page. You can check out the live stream as well as the last week's worth of videos on demand whenever you want. So you could be watching the Sons of Liberty all day long.
Really?
Really.
I bet most people are probably doing that.
Make your popcorn and have a good weekend.
See the antics in the studio here. Let's get back to leaders fail to bring the truth, friends, because this is exactly what I see on a nationwide basis. I said right before the break, they love God and man so much that they're willing to see both of them destroyed by the enemy that's right in front of their faces while they themselves turn the other cheek and hide behind the cloak of Christianity, as if Jesus is walking around with pink little booties smacking sheep on the butt saying everything is okay. Hey, friends, I got to tell you something. Jesus didn't come into the world to tell the world everything was okay. Just thought I'd share that with you. He wasn't crucified because he was friends with sin. No, the scripture tells us in James 4 that friendship with the world is enmity with God. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I love this stuff. Folks, these people that I'm describing, they love their freedom so much, but they're not willing to fight for it. See, what they don't understand is they expect to live in the land of the free, but again, they forget that it was the land of the brave that established this country, and brave they are not. See, these people who I'm describing are at peace with the world that is at war with God. Didn't Jesus talk about the peace that passeth all understanding? Yeah, he did. Did Jesus just turn the other cheek when it came to the issues of the day? Nope, he uncovered them. Read John 15. He took the cloak of their sin off of them. He uncovered them. In other words, all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Ooh, really? Yep. See, they say that they don't want to get into a fight, these people do. yet they fail to realize that the fight's already been provoked and that they themselves are under attack. They also fail to recognize that this tyrant in office does what he does because they themselves are rebels from God and from his principles. Did you hear what I said? These kind of people fail to recognize that this tyrant in office does what he does because they themselves are rebels from God and his principles. They fail to understand that war is the rule of force, the force of a totalitarian government, which you're seeing today, while real peace is found through the reign of God's moral law. And every real Christian loves the moral law of God, which Christ did not abrogate. Read Matthew 5. Think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. That's exactly right. And on his heart, read Psalm 40, was the law of God that he came to magnify. Again, these people complain if they're around the right group of people. Let me say that again. These people that I'm identifying, if they're right, around the right group of people, they complain about a government that sanctions the death of babies and advocates abomination, namely the homosexual agenda in the sight of God, but they dare not speak on God's behalf because they might just endure a little persecution. Or maybe even receive some stains on their much revered reputation. Again, read Philippians 2:7. Now, the fact of the matter is that there's no difference between these people that I'm identifying on the right and those on the left. And as a matter of fact, they are the reason that we have a left because in truth, friends, they are the left. And yet America has been led to believe that this is what America is made out of concerning the right. When in fact, friends, they are not the model and do not emulate their hypocrisies and their cowardice. But yet they put themselves up as if they're the model that you yourself are to, basically emulate. You know, they're the standard. Friends, what a joke. Seriously, what a joke. And the joke is on those that are led by those people's hypocritical deceptions. As a matter of fact, these people act as if freedom is free, as I said earlier, because, again, keep in mind, America is the land of the free because of the brave, and these people that I'm identifying, friends, they are most definitely not the brave. And I want to make myself clear as to who I'm talking about here and who I'm describing here. I'm simply describing the modern-day version of those who wear the cloak of Christian conservative and patriot. Read Matthew 3:7. Friends, it's time to lay the axe to the root of the tree and say, enough is enough. If you're waiting for leadership in America to do something that you're unwilling to do for yourself, then don't complain about where you're at. You know, the fact of the matter is how many people listen to me day after day, week after week, month after month, that you, my friends, are called to lead the way, but you feel inadequate. And let me tell you this. Let me encourage you. If you have eyes to see what the problem is, that means God, through his mercy, has bestowed grace upon you to see what the problems are. And he empowers you by the Holy Ghost, John 3:3, to right the wrongs, a work of faith with power. See, friends, we're not to find our faith in the words of men's wisdom, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Because it says in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 20, that the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And I also want to tell you this. A word of exhortation, encouragement, and edification. Take it how you will. Because I mean it. You're the leader. Don't look at yourself and say, I'm not qualified. That's good. You see that you have not within yourselves anything to right the wrongs. That's good. That's why you go to Christ, who gives you the power to do that which you cannot do. See, if you have vision, friends, that you yourself can fulfill, rest assured it's not God. He always gives you through the faith of his Son, Jesus Christ, which only can be obtained, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, only by the Spirit of God and the work of the Spirit. And I also want you to keep in mind, if you look at yourself and just say, you know what, I am so inadequate, join the club. God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. He has chosen the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty. Welcome to the club. God chose 12 stinky fishermen for the very purpose that he might be glorified, because he will not give his glory unto another. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing, right? They'd be shouting me down.
That's right. And if you look at Moses, what did Moses say? He said, Lord, I cannot speak. I'm slow of speech. He said, well, I'll bring Aaron, your brother, to help you. Look at Gideon. I'm the least in my father's house, Lord. I mean, it's like, why are you choosing me, Lord? And you're right when you say that if you think you can do it, then it's not God. If you don't need the Lord to help fulfill something, then it's not him. It's not about it at all.
It's not just I need the Lord's help. I need the Lord to do it through me. I'm a willing vessel. Mm-hmm. Now do what you will through me.
That's right.
And the Spirit of God is what makes you willing. You cannot of your own will call upon the name of God in Jesus' name. Not by a work of the flesh, it's a work of the Spirit. Okay? I also want people to keep in mind that when you look at yourself, and again, I said inadequate, I feel totally inadequate. I don't feel equipped. Keep in mind, if he guides, he provides. Okay? Here's the other thing. Because I know that there's a lot of people out there that listen to me, that you're called. But you look for excuses as to why you do not respond to the call of God that you have on your life. Shame upon you. If you have the questions within yourself and you see how inadequate you really are, then let the Lord fill those question marks with exclamation points. And if you feel inadequate in the sense of, I just can't do this, well, then let the Lord do it for you. But you have to go to Him and meet Him on His terms to do it. Draw a circle, put the Bible on the ground, stand on the Bible, say up into heaven towards the face of God, Lord, I'm wrong, you're right. Fill and revive everything within this circle. Because I am inadequate in every sense of the word. I am a sinner saved by the grace of your Son. Not just a little, but all of me. Not just some of me, but all of me, Lord. Empower me for your glory and for your purposes. As I say, take my feet upon, or out of the miry clay, and put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. Uphold me with the right hand of your righteousness, Lord, as you establish my goings. But desire first, friends, the holiness of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Friends, enough is enough with what we're seeing out there. The more I'm acquainted with national leaders, the more I understand as to why America is where it's at today. We can see in politics it's an absolute joke, and the reason it's an absolute joke is because I see the hypocrisy, I see the hirelings, and I see the whores in the pulpits that refuse to preach the Word of God. I say this to the new listeners. You have over 4,000 babies a day being murdered in the womb because over 300,000 pulpits remain silent when they should speak up.
I've got a great analogy that goes along with that.
You have a homosexual agenda in this country for the very purpose that over 300,000 pulpits remain silent. You see the young people across the nation, our posterity namely, that are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Did you know that less than 0.5% of 1% of all the finances that go into the church to support the kids? That's what goes into the churches to support the kids. That's why we've done 350 schools in 24 different states for the very purpose that they're being overlooked. But I want to tell you what, they're overlooked by the professed church, by their moms, their dads who are dropping them off at the school gates. But rest assured, the man that's emulating dictators, namely Mao Zedong to a T, the man in the White House, he's going after the young people. And rest assured, if you don't sow into that generation, friends, they're going to be there later on to curse you. And rest assured, you're beginning to see that bleed in right now, my friends.
Well, the analogy that I was going to say to go along with that is you were meeting with a pastor recently, and you were talking about the homosexual agenda and these issues and so on and so forth. And he looked at you and he said, well, that's your call.
That's what he said. And the abortion industry,
and,
that's
so
right.
You look at the abortion industry.
Oh, his face was
and the,
red.
And the homosexual agenda. And so that was
his excuse. When you look at Romans 5:5, the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost.
Right.
So my Bible tells me that God loves us so much that he gave us a law and we're to magnify his government on this earth as it is in heaven. Right? And it's interesting that God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. And my Bible also tells me that, God, common sense, friends, just a little common sense here, right? My Bible also tells me in Exodus 20 that thou shalt not kill. So the question you have to ask is, why are they not preaching out against the sins that God hates? It's because they themselves are not born of the Spirit that they claim that they're born of. Nothing new under the sun, friends. Nothing new under the sun. It really isn't. And it's interesting, too, real preachers are angry with sin, and you can see others that are passive with it because they themselves have not the Holy Ghost. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Joe Messina here from The Real Side with Joe Messina. You have to listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley Dean is one of our real warriors in proclaiming the truth to all Americans. He's not ashamed to reveal the truth about our founding father, their relationship to God, and how they saw the growth of this country. If you don't listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio, you will be uninformed. Don't be uninformed.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. I just feel led to go this direction, so I'm going to go this direction. I don't necessarily know that I want to use that. Ooh. Wow. As a young man, Abraham Lincoln went to war, love him or hate him, by the way, friends, went to a war as a captain, and returned as a private. Afterwards, he was a failure as a businessman, a lawyer in Springfield. He was too impractical and temperamental to be a success. He turned to politics and was defeated in his first try for the legislature, again defeated in his first attempt to be nominated for Congress, defeated in his application to be Commissioner of General Land Office, defeated in senatorial election of 1854, defeated in his efforts for the vice presidency in 1856, defeated in the senatorial election of 1850. And about that time, he wrote a letter to a friend. I am now the most miserable man living. If what I feel were equally disturbed, I'm sorry, distributed to the whole human family, there would be not one cheerful face on the earth. Well, he became the president of the United States.
That's pretty miserable.
He didn't give up, did he? Winston Churchill, love him or hate him, failed in sixth grade. He was subsequently defeated in every election for public office until he became prime minister at the age of 62. He later wrote, never give in, never give in, never give in, never, never, never. In nothing great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never, never, never give up. Thomas Edison's teacher said he was too stupid to learn anything. He was fired from his first two jobs for being non-productive. As an inventor, Edison made 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at inventing the light bulb. When a reporter asked, how did it feel to fail 1,000 times? Edison replied, I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps.
I love that.
Did you hear that, friends?
That was his mindset. Ooh.
Amen. Now we're taking this, friends, in paralleling spiritual steps up to these natural steps, okay? Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. We want to be rich in Christ. Henry Ford failed and went broke 5 times before he succeeded. When Bell Telephone was struggling to get started, its owners offered all the rights to Western Union for $100,000. The offer was disdainfully rejected with the pronouncement, what use could this company make of an electric toy? History falls to the side in favor of those that never give up. John Garcia, who eventually was honored for his fundamental psychological discoveries, was once told by a reviewer of his often rejected manuscripts that one is no more likely to be the phenomenon he discovered than to find bird droppings in a cuckoo clock. Well, that's a great analogy.
Wow. That's a little different.
Daniel Boone was once asked by a reporter if he had ever been lost in the wilderness. Boone thought for a moment and replied, no, but I was once bewildered for about 3 days. Right? Never give up. Beethoven handled the violin awkwardly and preferred playing his own compositions instead of improving his technique. His teacher called him hopeless as a composer, and of course you know that he wrote 5 of his greatest symphonies while completely deaf.
I know.
You know, you ever having a bad day and you drive down the street and all of a sudden you see someone rolling down the street in a wheelchair with no legs? And all of a sudden, everything seems to be okay, and you go over and you say to that person, thank you very much for the reminder. It's also often that when you look at these people that are in a worse state than you are, they have a smile on their face. And if I have everything in operation the way that God created it, do I have any right to explain away why I don't do what I should do when you see people that are less apt to or less qualified to do it, and yet they're doing it with a smile on their face? Wow. 1954, Jimmy Denny, manager of the Grand Ole Opry, fired Elvis Presley after one performance. He told Presley, you ain't going nowhere, son. You ought to go back and drive a truck. How'd that work out?
Boy, did he really eat it on that one. I mean, look at Elvis Presley. That guy was probably just eating crow. It's wow.
Eating crow. Van Gogh sold only one painting during his life. Kind of a weird dude, yeah? And this to the sister of one of his friends for 400 francs, approximately $50 equivalency. This didn't stop him from completing over 800 paintings. Wow. Rocket scientist Robert Goddard found his ideas bitterly rejected by his scientific peers on the grounds that rocket propulsion would not work in the rarefied atmosphere of outer space. These are people that didn't give up. And I strongly suggest that you take the same course and never, ever lose hope. And I point my finger to the Christ because he doesn't make mistakes, friends. He just doesn't make any mistakes. And I know that the world is busy trying to make you feel inadequate or less apt than the way that you should in the things of Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Yes, we go to the cross to be crucified with Christ, and I'm talking about being great and big in Jesus Christ. Yeah, Smith Wigglesworth one time said, you know, that he wanted to be 10,000 times bigger or 1,000 times bigger on the inside than he was on the outside. He understood the spirit of Christ and everything that he was called to do.
And it was Martin Luther who said, too, until you're nothing, God can create nothing out of you.
That's
so
right.
Everyone that thinks that there's something and look at what I can do, well, God can't use you. You've got, you know, he's the potter, we're the clay. We got to be moldable. And if we're not moldable, the Lord can never use us for his glory. And I got another quote here, speaking of your never giving up, which I just love those little good gold nuggets. Harriet Beecher Stowe said, never give up, for that is just the place and time that the tide will turn.
That's right.
I forget what president it was. You probably know who said, basically, when you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on.
Roosevelt.
Yeah, it's amazing. Those
but there's
like
people
that.
Out there. See, when you turn your back on God, that word is despair. We never want to get to the point of despairing, friends. Wasn't it Arturus that said of his uncle, he said that there's no worse death than the end of hope?
Mm-hmm.
Friends, on the other side of hope is Christ again.
Mm-hmm.
He really is. But he always brings you, just like what Stephanie just said, you know, until a man is nothing, God can create nothing out of him. We need to understand the power of God, because that is the cross unto salvation, might I add. Because the Bible says we're crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God. Amen.
That's right.
Next hour, what we're going to do is we're going to probably talk about, well, gee whiz. Who knows? You know, just over the last week, we talk about all 50 states have God in their preamble, and we started reading some of them off. And boy, I'm telling you what, two or three into some of these state preambles, we was having church up in here.
I think it's kind of like a buffet. You know, when you listen to the Sons of Liberty, you're going to get a little bit of everything and anything. You don't just go there and get meat, or you don't just go there and get vegetables. You go there, you get meat and vegetables and dessert and all the whole thing, because the fact that we know that people who are listening, that's what I like to say about our program. When we go in and do high school assembly programs across the nation, I like to tell principals, we hit on a smorgasbord worth of issues, because we understand one kid's going through a certain issue, another kid's dealing with a home issue, another kid's dealing with this and that. People who are listening, they're coming from all walks of life.
They all want something different on the menu, too.
And
when somebody goes in a restaurant,
different.
They don't all order the same food.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus Christ is the bread of life, so let him prophetically distribute that food to those that are hungry.
That's right, and they all need certain things. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. And some people right now, as we're going through this, obviously need encouragement to know that even if you feel inadequate or insignificant, one man with God is the majority, and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So never forget it. I also want to mention, too, before the end of the break, that this week, I want to highlight our product of the week. We have our constitutional silver dollar coin. For those of you who are just tuning into the Sons of Liberty, we have an option every week of a different kind of product that we feature. And this week, it's a silver dollar coin. When you make a $100 donation to the Sons of Liberty, you will get this 100-year-old, real, authentic, precious metal silver dollar that was used as money in the United States. It's what the founding fathers intended for us to use as money written in the Constitution.
It's silver.
It's silver. Yeah. The estimated value is, in fact, about $32 here. That's in today's value. So for those of you that say, listen,
by the way, all of our bills used to be backed up by silver.
Oh, yeah,
and if you
exactly.
look at them, it'd have the stamp, you know, that it is backed up by silver.
Totally. And when we look at it from today's perspective, it'd say, hey, you know, it might not be a bad idea to go back to the way we had it in more ways.
Of course, old past.
That's right. But for those of you that say, listen, I like what I'm hearing. Boy, I really feel like I'm getting fed, and I'd like to donate to your ministry to help you continue to do what you do. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, especially for all of you new listeners out there. Go check out the website. It's got so many good things on there, so many gold nuggets. Or if you'd like to talk with someone in person, you can call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, if your heart just got touched in a way that say, wow, that was really speaking to me, we'd love to hear from you, because after all, you are the reason why we do what we do.
Amen. I like that. Folks, got hour two coming up. We'll figure out what we're going to talk about right on the other side of this break. A lot of times when you call in, you set the standard. You're a bunch of standard setters. You know that, don't you, friends? You can go ahead and lead the conversation on if you'd like. That's all you have to do is call. We don't bite. Don't be sheepish, friends. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.